Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
All right, Freak, thanks for being here. Make sure you share and rate and follow the pod and share this episode. You can find Ramona Holloway on our socials, Matt Harris on socials, Instagram, Charlotte's Morning Mix, and all the Mix 107.9 sites.
The Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
On Mix 107.9, Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
She is Ramona. She's here. How are you? Good, great, wonderful.
Okay, thanks for asking and waiting for my answer.
No, I didn't
wait.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know this about me, Matt Harris, but I tend to be a pretty bossy human being.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
I was not going to laugh at that.
And I feel like there is a Karen living inside of me.
Outside, too.
Oh, and I finally traced it back to the moment that I first felt power.
Okay.
Really?
I first felt power in kindergarten when the bully of the playground took me under her wing. But I realized, no. That wasn't a good way to live.
Oh, right. Be like the henchman to the evil overseer.
Well, she had been bullying me, and then my mom talked to her mom, and then all of a sudden, she became my protector.
Oh, okay? But yeah, you can't
Then
trust
I
her,
moved
though.
On to the light side of it. I became captain of the safety patrol when I was in the sixth grade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Stitches, so now, I feel like that's ingrained. You know what I mean? This making sure that all is well in the land is okay.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to see a video that we made about, probably 7 years ago about how I was correcting some kids who were wrestling on the side of the street, and they had started wrestling and
it was too rough or something?
Yeah, they had tussled into the street where they could be hit by a car. And I turned my car around and I gave him a good talking to.
Okay.
They didn't care.
This morning, I came so close, so incredibly close to bringing out the Karen who lives inside of me when I saw a man with his dog not picking up after his dog.
Oh,
and I was stopped.
It's awful.
So I saw the dog go.
Not your neighborhood or anything.
No, not even in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not even in my neighborhood. But I was stopped there and I watched the dog. I was like, oh, cute dog. Saw the dog poop and I'm just waiting for the bag. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the bag. And this
happen.
Man pulls the dog away from the pile that the dog just made. And it took everything in me not to roll down my window and yell at that man.
Yeah, see something, say something. But then again, what good would it do, right?
Right.
Yeah, nothing's going to change. That guy's not going to care.
So I figure if I'm that concerned, I can go around and pick up trash, I guess. I can
pick
be
up
the
poop.
Person who... No, but that's not what I'm going to do.
Okay.
That's not what I'm going to do.
You could have gotten out, pulled over, and gone and picked
up the
guy's
poop. That's not what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do? Just bitch about it.
No. Oh. What I'm going to do is mind my own business.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to do.
M-I-O-B.
If I get a pet, I will make sure that pet is picked up after all the time. If I pet sit, I'm going to do some dog walking for a friend
a village,
of mine
though.
Who had knee surgery. I will be out there with a bag every single time.
Right. You can only control what you can control.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can control how you react to what you see.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So you're not going to yell
and so
at
I'm
people
trying,
anymore.
What I'm trying to do is,
it doesn't go well.
is approach from a solutions.
I get it.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Would that be a solution? Would that guy be like, you know what?
Until now.
I never thought about picking up my dog's poo
maybe.
Until that lady in the Jeep yelled out the window.
Yeah, that wouldn't go well for you.
No.
Wouldn't go well.
Yeah. No.
Keep it behind your own mind.
Yeah,
I'd
get to the next
business.
Light stop. He'd catch up to me and throw something at my car. You know, I don't.
Throw the poo. You're right. We don't want you to mind your own business with Christmas karaoke.
Oh, I cannot.
I know.
I cannot.
Christmas is not
the season. Tis the season to sing. Carols at the Southern Christmas Show this Friday. You're basically auditioning to be the Mix 107.9 Christmas singer.
Yeah, man.
Because whoever wins by audience choice, whoever wins our carol karaoke competition is going to be featured on Christmas Day on this station. And I got an announcement from our boss, Neil Sharp, that not only will you be featured on Christmas Day, you're going to be featured pretty much in our holiday programming Christmas weekend.
Oh.
All you have to do to win your way into the Christmas show is register to be one of the singers. You have to be available this Friday.
Yeah.
Let's say block out between noon and 2 for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You'll get 4 free tickets
where
if you
again?
Register now at mix1079.com. The details are on our Facebook page. You can go to mix1079.com. Register right now. You get 4 tickets so you can bring your own cheering section.
Great, okay. great.
You can pick the song you want to sing right there.
Yep.
On mix1079.
Yep.
And then join me for the sights, sounds, and tastes of the Christmas show because mm-hmm. I'll be hosting the karaoke competition.
That's what I was wondering. Like you can choose any song you want, right?
No, it has
you
to be on the list.
You can choose the one
like
from,
I can sing
from
this.
The list.
Like I can sing
if it's on the list.
Days of Christmas.
Is if
it
it's, on
list?
The list.
It's on the list.
Have you checked out the list? Are you going to sing? And also, I keep getting this question. How old do you have to be? Mm. Children can participate.
Oh, they are a little mix Mariah. It's the Morning Mix.
It's the Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Mix 107.9.
Yes, it's Tuesday. Me, Ramon is in. And JD is here, too. We had Gabe Bingo benefiting Rain on Saturday night.
Sold out. Success. Congratulations to Nathan and all the folks at Rain. That is the best party in the Queen City.
It's great. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Top tier costumes, sets, Mimosa LaBouche, who was the MC.
Yeah.
I mean, her choreography and costumes.
I thought it was the best one.
Yes.
I thought it was the best one.
Next level.
Yeah. I thought it was the best dance routines they've had.
Oh,
don't you
ever.
Think?
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Ever. There was only one issue.
Okay. What's the issue?
There was a guy there. We'll call him Matt Harris.
I knew this was going to happen.
Who decided he was going to be a beach guy. It was a Roaring Twenties theme, and he decided he was going to be a beach guy.
And wore the appropriate costume as well, correct?
It was appropriate. It was appropriate. Only Matt has what on his face? Above his lip. What is that called there?
He's got himself a goatee.
He's got a goastee. It's a mustache.
Although, as Cooper says,
so
mustachio.
Why did he decide to wear a fake mustache? If you already have a mustache, those fake mustaches are for people who don't have a mustache.
Well, wasn't said mustache like really black and like with color?
Yes.
This does not have color in it.
All it takes is some mascara, my friends.
Just a little
mascara and maybe, and you could have had black.
They were fancy mustaches.
But you kept putting them on wrong.
No, not wrong.
They kept falling off.
It gets tripped.
At one point, it's upside down, and it looks like he's got just this bush of nasal hair going out. Like, it just looks like he's got black nose hair just sprouting at you.
Yeah.
And so then people kept trying. His friend Andy, who is his emotional and behavioral support human, kept trying to put his little mustache back on him.
No.
Various people were like, oh, bless his heart. Like, what's going on over there?
I did just get a...
And then we had the nerve to get up on stage.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
On stage.
Yeah, I looked good up there.
Now, remember me telling you, like, it was next level costumes?
Right.
And then you had the guy who had his mustache on upside down.
Did you start dancing up there?
No. I would have.
Dancing?
Yeah.
If that would be
gyrating,
grabbing,
I should say.
Like, one of the little glow sticks that they gave us to wave
while
we were partying, if dancing was taking it and hitting my friend Rhonda about the head
that
multiple times with it, then there was dancing, or pretending it was your pee-pee.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Anytime you get something that's in a tubular shape, a guy's going to pretend it's his pee-pee. It's the rule.
Not every time.
A feeling that JD does not do that.
You should.
No, I am not doing that.
Thank you, JD.
See, the mustache is right side up that picture. So, I think, because this guy, Daryl, Facebook messaged me. He said, had fun last night, buddy, even though I had your mustache on upside down. I did not, Daryl.
If everybody else saw, maybe you were looking down on it. yeah. and it looked right side up to you. Is that what it was?
That could be it. It's the Morning Mix. Reach out to us from Winona Holloway and Matt Harris socials.
If you'd like to join our awkward club,
yes!
You know, we've got a whole Facebook page.
You really do. Come on in. It's all good fun. Facebook Morning Mix, Matt and Friends, or Matt Harris and Winona Holloway, and Insta Charlotte's Morning Mix. Talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.